Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. Headlines on a Monday afternoon right here on 950 KJR, brought to you, of course, by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Bam! Bam! Bam!
You need tickets for the Kraken at Climate Pledge Arena. Next home game Wednesday night against the Preds as the boys look to snap a seven-game losing streak. The Kraken 3-1 loss to San Jose. They've now lost seven in a row. 37 points, by the way, is the third fewest in the NHL. But you want to go watch them play on Wednesday? Venue Kings can take care of you. Be sure and use code Sofia at checkout for a discount.
Our other team lost last night, too. Sounders lose their season opener, 1-0 to Nashville at Lumen Field. I blame Jackson. Sounders play Saturday in Salt Lake for their first road game of the MLS season.
That's a hell of an idea for a segment, by the way.
I blame Jackson.
Yeah, what do you blame Jackson for? The weather, your marriage sucks, you got no money, your car's breaking down.
All today. Loaded on today.
Girlfriend's fat. What do you blame Jackson for? 49451. You tell us what you want to blame Jackson for, and we will blame him for it. What else? You do the Huskies yet?
No.
Husky basketball tonight against UCLA, 7:30 pregame with Tony and Jason right here on 950 KJR. UW got a win over the weekend, though. They knocked off Washington State, 78-70. Their gift is they get to play a basketball team tonight. The last time they played them, at one point, they were down by 37 points. So congratulations.
And when they lose tonight, I'll blame Jackson.
There you go.
The Browns
you see?
It's an easy game.
Very easy game.
Anybody can play it. The Browns have reworked all-pro offensive lineman Jack Coughlin's deal, saving $4 million on the cap. And how about this? Bucks Pro Bowl guard Ali Marpet has decided to retire at the tender age of 28.
I blame Jackson for that as well. NCAA football, excuse me. You saw over the weekend that Hugh Jackson, who's now the head coach at Grambling, hired Art Briles. Art Briles was fired at Baylor because he was accused of ignoring sexual misconduct by his players. Doug Williams got pissed off about it. Today they announced Art Briles no longer the OC at Grambling. He's out.
Sepp Straka earned his first PGA Tour win of his career, rallying past Daniel Berger and Shane Lowry to take home the Honda Classic. And Bryson DeChambeau withdrawing from this week's Arnold Palmer Invitational with a hand injury.
And I blame Jackson for that, too.
Yes.
Derek Jeter stepping down today as the CEO of the Miami Marlins because, quote, his vision of the future of the franchise was different than the team's vision, end quote.
And here we go.
And now, two goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live. 41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
Hey, Seattle.
This is Softy and Dick.
I think it really is just a simple way to get through life. You got a problem, just blame Jackson. Makes you feel a lot better, man. It's like this voice in the ether that allows you to just forgive yourself for whatever is ailing you. It's Jackson's fault. Are your back hurts? Jackson's fault. Bad case of the runs like I've got right now? Blame Jackson.
You're
overweight? Blame Jackson. Your bank account's light? Blame Jackson. The weather sucks? Blame Jackson. Traffic's terrible? Blame Jackson. Your car's out of gas? Blame Jackson. Gas is too expensive?
It's perfect.
Blame Jackson.
What do
you blame Jackson for? 49451. I saw where Bucky Jacobson, who probably drives a truck, by the way,
I assume,
and he'll be on with us at 5 o'clock tonight, filled up his truck and paid like $150 to fill up his gas tank today. Boom. Blame Jackson. Done.
See, today is a good day to blame me for everything because it doesn't matter like what you, like honestly, you guys can like tell me that I am the worst human being on earth and say the worst insults to me you could possibly think of.
Why wouldn't it bother you today?
Because today, over the next 3 hours, waiting to hear if an offer for my third offer that apparently is a very good one is accepted. And I mean, you guys, obviously, the show is the priority. But frankly,
not today. It's not. But evidently, you made that perfectly clear.
That is weighing on me about as much as anything has in my entire life.
This is a guy who literally told us in a meeting this morning, I may have to leave the board during the show.
I may have to.
And the show's the priority. You know what, dude? This show is not even a priority for me. I mean, what are you talking about? Priority for you.
Jackson, this is like the fourth time we've gone through this with you. You're going to get one of these houses, whether it's today or whether it's two, really? 3 months
I gotta
from
be
now, you're going to get one of these.
I'm getting tired of it. Can somebody please sell this guy a damn house? For God's sakes.
Please.
All right. He's been living under the freaking viaduct by the sculpture park with his wife for the last 2 weeks. He's got a fish tank and everything. They're on a mattress. He's got a clothes out there. Can you find the? Can somebody just get the guy a house? Because the key is you got to get to a house before it hits the market. You got to know somebody who knows somebody who can get you a house before it hits the market. So if anybody out there has an in on a house, you want to talk budget on the air?
Sure. Why don't we?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
We are 3+ bed, 2+ bath okay. Anywhere in the sort of South Sound region, north of Fife, I would say, and south of Seattle.
All right, so we're talking from here to basically
the Emerald Queen.
Exactly, boom.
Yeah, I would
from here to the Emerald Queen, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. You want a little yard?
That would be a yard would be great.
Okay, brand new construction, existing construction. What are we talking about here?
I frankly will take anything at this point.
Plumbing, septic tank. What are we talking about here? What do you need?
Yeah, needs to.
Toilet flushes. That's about
okay.
We don't want to do a lot of work, but we can some work.
A little work, but not a lot. What's your budget? Honestly,
budget is
half a mil?
The honest budget is $625 or lower.
$625 or lower. All right, well, please, somebody, for God's sakes, help this guy out because he has been. You've been a freaking mess.
I know.
For the past month.
I slept till last night from 11 to 2 a.m. Or no, about midnight to 3 a.m. And I have been awake since 3 a.m. shaking miserably.
Okay, this guy just texted that he's got a tent in Olympia. He'll sell you right now for $500,000.
The way the prices are going
too far south. Yeah.
$625 could have gotten you a hell of a house about 5 years ago.
Right? And he says you can piss in the bushes nearby. Right, fine. If anybody has any ideas on a house for Jackson Fouts, give us a text at 494-51. Well, we got a lot to get to, man. We got to catch up on some stuff. Jody Ehler from Phoenix will join us and talk about Kyler Murray and this letter he put out on Twitter today. I haven't even read the thing. I got to be honest with you. I had no patience for that. It was like a freaking, Bible. And you had to invest like 4 hours to read this thing. So we'll talk to Jody about what's going on with it with Kyler Murray at 4 o'clock. Bucky Jacobson, who's endorsing every semi-pro team in the city, by the way, he'll join us on the air at 5 o'clock tonight.
He's endorsement king right now,
he
man.
He is, man.
Good for him.
He's going crazy. And then Everett Fitzhugh, the broadcaster of the day in the National Hockey League, he will join us coming up at 6:05 tonight on Hockey Night in Seattle. So what do we got? We got good news, I guess, on masks today. You saw this, right? The governor, you think he wears the jacket like Mel Brooks did in Blazing Saddles that says Gov on the back? You think he walks around with one of those?
I'd forgotten about that.
You think anybody knows who that is? Does anybody even know that movie? I mean, have you seen Blazing Saddles?
Of course.
Came out like 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Slim Pickens, the whole thing? Okay, so Inslee today announcing no more masks. So we were talking this morning. All right, so what's something in the sports world or any world that you want to get rid of? We're getting rid of masks. Masks are gone. Unless your buddy Dow steps in and squashes the whole thing and says King County is going to do their own thing, which would lead to a freaking riot, by the way. I would suggest not doing
that. Yeah, I don't think Dow's going to
do that. Jay Inslee says no more masks, and I got like 3 or 4 things on my list that I want to get rid of, too. I mean, if we're doing the whole let's get rid of something thing, why not just do it all at one time, one big swoop, and be done with it? So what do you want? 49451, masks are going the way of the dodo bird. What do you want to get rid of?
Something that popped up once again this weekend that bothers me not only as a sports fan, but also as a sports broadcaster.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Lakers LA Clippers game.
Mm-hmm.
35 seconds left to the time the horn sounded.
Yeah.
Took 19 minutes. 19 minutes.
You know who I blame for
to
that,
play
by the way?
35 seconds of basketball.
I blame him. Blame Jackson.
Jackson
for that.
Blame Jackson. They had like 3 reviews. They had to review the review.
Yeah.
They had timeouts. You've got to put, and I think you've mentioned this before, Dave. You have reviews, fine.
Yeah.
You have to put a limit where the screen just goes blank.
Right.
You get to watch it for 30 seconds, and if you can't figure it out after 30 seconds, then the play on the field, this call on the field stands.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? It's like when you see a comedy movie, and they're in a hospital, and they're trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with somebody during surgery, and they keep calling in doctors. from all over the place. Hey, can you come check this out? Hey, look at this thing. Look at the size of that thing. And they bring in doctor after doctor after doctor. It's like you got the officials. You got the referees. He's calling his cousin. He's calling his mom. He's calling in fans. He's calling in broadcasters. He's calling the commissioner. He's calling retired officials to get their take on the damn thing. I totally agree with you that there should be a limit on reviews. My thought for games like that in the NBA is that if you commit a foul on purpose to stop the clock, to start a free throw battle, mm-hmm. it should be a technical foul, and the other team should get the ball back. Mm. And that would I think, dissuade teams from doing that. Because I get tired of watching these foul fests, man. People grabbing guys just to get to the free throw line and have a chance to get the ball back. So if you start committing flagrant fouls or fouls on purpose, or like under a minute left to go, not only is that team getting to the free throw line, they're also going to get the ball back.
Well, the only
How
thing
about
with,
that for an idea?
Well,
an idea.
The only thing with that, though, is that if you're down by 7 with a minute left, mm-hmm. game's pretty much over.
Yeah.
And do we want that? I mean, do we want a 7-point game to be over with a minute left? Or do you want the opportunity of a made free throw, missed free throw? So now it's 8. You hit a 3. You foul. They miss the front end.
Yes.
You go down
yes.
and hit another 3, and all of a sudden the game's good again.
Is my team leading? Then yes.
Half the time your team is leading, and half the time your team's trailing.
How about when my team's leading, then you have that rule, but if they're losing, then you don't have the rule. How about you? Going away. What do you want to get rid of? 49451, Jackson?
Few quick ones. Get rid of penalty kicks in soccer everywhere. No penalty kicks ever again to end a game.
Okay. Secondly, just play until they die.
Just exactly. Figure out a different way to do it. Okay. Secondly, in baseball, only one pitcher change per inning. Multiple pitcher change take way too much time in the game. Yeah. And then finally in football, get rid of the stupid touchback rule where if the offense fumbles it out of the end zone they're going towards, the other team gets it at the 20. Yeah. That is so ridiculous.
Like that. All right, that's well done. If it doesn't happen that way, you can blame Jackson, by the way. I want to get rid of people at concession stands. I'm sorry. I'm just done with
it. You just want robots, huh?
I want what they have at Climate Pledge.
You just walk in, grab your thing, and out.
I want grab and go.
I think we're going to go there.
Here's the thing. When you walk up to a concession stand at T-Mobile Park or Lumen Field, and they have, like, let's say you go buy a piece of pizza, and they have the one piece of pizza in the triangle cardboard box, right? It's just sitting there under a heat lamp.
So you should be able to grab it.
If the guy can grab it, why can't I grab it?
That's true.
What do I need him for?
Because same thing with, like, burgers and stuff?
Yes, just have them all wrapped up, ready to go. You can't customize burgers, at least you couldn't 20 years ago. Did I ever tell you this story? I got into a huge fight with a guy from Kid Valley over that. I was like, dude, I want a burger, but I don't want lettuce on it because I hate soggy lettuce on hamburgers. Mm-hmm. If it's like a piece of crisp iceberg lettuce with a crisp tomato.
Right. You don't like the shredded lettuce that gets soggy.
Yeah, when it gets all soggy and nasty, it's disgusting. And there's literally nobody there. I was up in the 300 level, and I was like the only guy there, and they had not made any burgers. And I said, you're going to make this burger from scratch. I'm going to make it right now for you. Well, just keep off the lettuce. Well, I can't do that.
I can't do that.
He could do it.
Well, we got the lettuce union out there.
Yes,
makes us put lettuce on all the burgers.
That will hurt people like me that are pains in the ass and want to high maintenance customize their stuff.
Right.
But just have a freaking heat rack with like 50 burgers, 50 pieces of pizza, a blue hot dog wrapped in foil, you know, a bunch of sodas, and I'll walk up and just grab what I want. I promise you, concession stand lines would be cut by 75%. If we got rid of people. People are making us wait. Not the food, not paying with a debit card, not paying with cash.
That's
it's
true.
The people that move a mile an hour, I'm telling you, that are making us wait. So I want to get rid of people at concession stands. I want to get rid of postseason stats on TV when I watch sporting events.
Postseason stats.
Like let's say I'm watching the ALCS. I'm watching Yankees Red Sox.
Oh.
And here comes David Ortiz. David Ortiz hitting .575. Well, that's like the last four games. I mean, what good does that do anybody?
Right.
Kevin's mentioned this before. I don't want to see it.
They don't put the regular season and the playoffs
they just
up
put,
there?
They usually put the postseason numbers up there.
Okay.
It drives me. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Does that paint a real picture of what kind of player we're looking at on TV?
No.
That, and I got one more for you.
Yep.
I got one more. If you guys want to chime in with more, that's fine. Okay. Go ahead. I think it's time to get rid of seat cushions at sporting events.
What?
Yes. Because they don't do anything. The stuffing goes away. They get all thin. The edges get frayed. You sit on like Husky Stadium has seat cushions that have been there forever.
Right?
Yeah, but they're useless. It's like sitting on the bench. I mean, it's like sitting on an envelope.
They're a little warmer, though.
Between you and the metal.
They're
warmer
than...
Well, then bring a garbage bag with you.
When you don't freeze your ass when you sit down on the cushion.
And bring a garbage bag. If you're going to have a seat cushion, then have an actual cushion, not a plastic case that used to have stuffing in it.
Yeah, now it's just air.
Okay?
And it goes...
Exactly. Yes, it makes me nuts. I'm like, what's the point of this thing? I may as well just get a napkin and sit on that. So those are three things I want to get rid of.
That does seem like a very, very first world problem type of thing.
Oh, totally. Where, yeah. All of this is first world problems. I got one more, actually, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
How about this? Thank you. How about scores inside NFL stadiums unless there's a big game that the crowd can react to? How many times do you sit there at a sporting event and see a score on the Ring of Fire and go, oh, look at that? You get your phone with you. You're watching scores yourself the entire game. What do I need those for? And plus, they're always wrong and they're always outdated or like 30 minutes behind.
It'd be like Titans Chiefs second quarter 14-3, and you look at your phone. It's like, dude, it's a fourth.
That game ended 2 hours ago. Honestly,
what are you talking about?
So, like, let's say we're at a Seahawks game and the Niners get beat by, I don't know, who's the worst team in the Lions. And then you put that up on the Jumbotron, and everyone goes, yeah, see, suck it. They all go crazy.
Well, that's the way it used to be before phones.
Right.
Remember?
Well,
you get halftime highlights up there. Yeah. We're like, yeah!
I think, though, if you did something like that, though, people still just collectively would love to just mock them and point fingers and all that stuff. But, I mean, it's literally a waste of time. And for exactly why you said, they're always wrong. They're always outdated. They're not going to be able to update the scores in time to match my phone. How often, again, do you go to a sporting event and get a score off of the Jumbotron or the video board or the scoreboard that you don't have already on your damn phone?
Well, you definitely do, whether you've checked it or not. I'm usually checking my fantasy versus the actual scores of the game. So sometimes I see it on the scoreboard and I've seen it for the first time. I got one more I'll do.
All right.
And this is basketball and soccer.
Okay.
Floppers should be ejected from the game.
Yes.
So if they go to the replay and determine that you have flopped, you have embellished a play, you are gone, and in soccer, you cannot be replaced, so you have to play a man down the rest of the game.
Love it.
All right? And James Harden on Saturday, oh my God, he went for his crossover, step back, three-pointer, fell on his ass, the defender's coming at him, doesn't touch him, Harden's laying on the ground, and the defender trips on him, and he gets three free throws. Because he's lying on the ground, and he got fouled. No, he fell down, and the defender tripped on him, and you gave James Harden three free
throws. How do they not see that, though? I mean, how does that not...
I don't know, because Harden has mastered it.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, but give him credit, right? Until they, you're saying change it.
Yes.
Get rid of it.
Harden should be kicked out of the game.
No more flopping. If you do that, you're done. I mean, it happens all the time in soccer.
It does.
And it's embarrassing.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
And it's accepted by soccer fans, especially over in Europe, man. I mean, a guy gets like spit and is like, oh, yeah,
Neymar.
Like somebody shot him from the stands, for God's sakes, right? I'm looking for blood and broken bones all over the pitch. It's embarrassing. And this is why a lot of people can't stand the sport of soccer because of stuff like that.
And we just... Yes, in the last 2 weeks where the Sounders are playing these teams from like Honduras, the Honduras team had quite a lot of flopping moments. Yeah. I would have loved to see them play with seven guys.
I'm sure you've already seen
exactly.
it. But people out there that haven't, go to YouTube and watch the sniper soccer video. You will laugh your butt off.
I'm going
Just go right now to the YouTube sniper soccer video, and you will thank me.
Can I throw one more? One more for the NFL. All eliminate these dumb overtime rules and make sure both teams have the ability to touch the ball.
That'll happen, I think. Yeah. I think that's going to happen.
Which one am I? There's like 12 of them here.
I'll have to see during
American Sniper versus soccer players.
Yes, that one.
Best
that one,
soccer fake injuries.
Yes, American Sniper versus best versus soccer injuries.
Funny,
that's the one you want to watch.
The Bradley Cooper one?
Yes.
All right, let's check it out. All right, 3:20. We got a lot to get to. You know what? It's coming up right now. I'm like, hey, shut up. Turn it off. That's my fault. I didn't even realize I could do that.
Oh, you can turn your computer on?
I can play stuff directly from here.
Interesting.
Look at this. Check it out. There's the YouTube commercial. And we're about to move studios, and I just figured this out. All right, here's what we got. We're going to tell you how you can be a part of the inaugural Softy and Dick editorial board and help to dictate policy on the radio show. I think baseball is really screwing up, man, with what's going on right now. You saw this today where Jeff Passan, I think, was the guy that came out and basically said that baseball has said if a deal is not reached today, MLB suggesting in their first meeting this morning with the Players Association that they're willing to cancel a month's worth of games. And that we've talked about this, you know, whether you care or not, and we can discuss that coming up next segment. But I think it's a major problem, and I'll tell you why coming up next. We'll tell you how you can join the inaugural editorial board. Jody Ehler is going to come at 4 o'clock and tell us why Kyler Murray has beef with the Cardinals. Bucky's coming up to talk about all these semi-pro teams he's endorsing at 5 o'clock. And then Everett Fitzhugh, the voice of the Kraken, at 6:05 on Hockey Night in Seattle, coming up on 950 KJR.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Washington Huskies and the Seattle Kraken. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
We're going to tell you in a few minutes how you can be a big damn deal. And trust me, if there's somebody out there in the market that's a bigger damn deal than us, I'd like to know who they are. So we'll tell you how you can be a big damn deal in a matter of minutes by being a part of the inaugural Softy and Dick Show editorial board, and that's just like a temporary name, right? We're going to, you know, the process of this whole thing will be finding a name. It's actually, I thought, a great idea by Jackson, which, you know, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you got to point him out. Well, his idea was, let's make people, when they apply for the editorial board, give us their idea for a name, right? That was on there, correct?
Yep.
And so out of the thousands of people that have applied for a spot on the editorial board, one of them will have an idea that we can use. We don't need to come up with. We came up with the idea for the board in the first place.
You gotten some good name ideas?
Honestly, there are so many applications, I haven't been able to go through all of them yet.
Yeah. Right. Well, we're gonna
so many.
We're gonna start going through them next week. So we'll tell you about that in a matter of minutes. But you caught this today that baseball, MLB, and MLBPA are continuing their meetings, blah, 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 trying to end this lockout, blah, blah, blah. Jeff Passan, is he with ESPN? Is that right? I believe Jeff Passan. He's with ESPN. MLB Insider for ESPN.com wrote this morning, the rhetoric, or as Jim Mora used to say, the rhetoric. Remember that?
Is that what he said?
It drove me nuts. It's like, what? It's not even close to being right. And I bungle words all the time. The rhetoric is ratcheting up. Baseball suggesting in the first meeting with the MLB PA today that the league is willing to cancel a month's worth of games. What that means or whether it's simply a threat is unclear. But players have taken it as a clear threat. So, look, we talked about this last week. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. We always talk about things like this, that rule number one in business is don't piss off your clients. Don't annoy your customers. And baseball is annoying their customers right now with all this crap that they're going through. So, first of all, I want to go around the room, get some thoughts on this as well for testimonials, because you said this a couple weeks ago. I want to know how you feel today, the updated, you know, kind of, you know, Dick take on this whole thing. If baseball cancels the first month of games and we don't have baseball until May, would that bother you?
Not at all.
Wow.
In fact, I think it's better. I think April baseball is, in many parts of the country, including here, is just uncomfortable, cold, nasty, snowy some places, and it's short. What I like is I like every game to be a little bit more important than it normally is. And when you shorten a season and you take 25, 30 games off your schedule, every game that is played from then on out is a little bit more important than it was before. Right. And I like watching games that have more importance. So, no, I would not
have
a problem.
So you want the season shortened to begin with?
Oh, yes.
So like 140 games or whatever?
And basketball to be shortened, yes.
So how many games would they have to miss before it would bother you? What if they missed the first 2 months?
Well,
what if they don't play until July?
I think you have to have. Now, I was bothered by the 50 game season. So definitely, shortening 100 games is way too much. I think I'm fine if you took 50, 60 games out and played a 100 game season. I think you could still have you would still have a legitimate champion after 100 baseball games. You would have a legitimate division winners. You'd have legitimate wild cards.
Yeah.
I think if you canceled 6-7 weeks of baseball, that would still
But what you're talking about, though, is two different things, because you're talking about what your reaction would be in this format if they canceled the first month,
right,
versus shortening the season in period and just making rules changes. For example, if the season is only 100 games long, maybe Jerry Dipoto constructs the roster different, right? Maybe he goes out and gets, you know, more pitching. Maybe he does this, maybe he does that. He's been game planning and he's been putting together, everybody's been putting together a team that they think can go for 162. And I mean, for me, it would absolutely bother the hell out of me if they didn't play in April, because I think the simple truth is, for me, when you have a good team or a team that you think is a good team, I want to see that team on the field ASAP, and I think the Mariners might be good, and I want to see them on the field as soon as damn possible. If the Sounders were going for a third straight MLS Cup title, and they were the best team in soccer, and they had, you know, MVP, or what's the MVP in the MLS? Is that balloon to Schmetzer or whatever?
It is the MVP.
The MVP. And they had five MVP candidates. Oh. And I came to you and said, dude, for as fired up as you are for the first game in February, you're going to have to now wait until April.
Oh.
You'd be pissed.
It's horribly
if
pissed.
If that happened.
Yeah, there's only 35 Sounders games, so there's not 160.
Right. Well, but okay, but again, I mean, it's the idea that you don't get to watch your team play. And maybe they're pushing all those 35 games back. Maybe he gets them all, but the MLS Cup Championship is in December. Right? They just push the whole year back.
I'd be very pissed, but I think to both of your points, that because of how long the baseball season and because of how many games there are, because of the history of the last 20 years of Mariner baseball, I'm with you that I don't care if it starts in May. Frankly, I don't care if we don't start until June.
I think you guys are off your rocker. You should be fired for that comment right there.
I blame Jackson.
You should be suspended and or fired without pay.
As long as we get June? Most of a season. As long as we get most of a season, then I'll be happy.
What the hell else are we going to do until June? Around here,
Sounders soccer.
You're satisfied.
I know I am.
You're gonna get your jollies with the Sounders.
I think that Mariner baseball, if baseball season started on Memorial Day,
yes,
that would be awesome,
right? I
because
think
if, that's kind of when we start thinking about baseball. And I think if the NBA should start on Christmas Day. Why do we have NBA bats? So this is not a Dick Fain hates baseball thing. This is a Dick Fain hates long sporting seasons that don't mean crap because you play too many games. Well, why do we play basketball games on Thanksgiving, for God's sakes?
Because people watch.
Do they?
Yes. Otherwise, they wouldn't play them. I mean, isn't it simple? Why do sports do anything? Why do they have triple headers on Thanksgiving Day in the NFL? Why do they have games on Thursday night, Monday night?
Football.
Why do they have games?
Football to basketball.
But Dick, I'm not comparing football to basketball. I'm talking about business versus business. You think if the NBA saw games on those days and said, man, these are a disaster, nobody's paying attention, they would keep doing it? Of course they wouldn't keep doing it. They would stop immediately. There's no point in doing that. All this is about television. So, hey, look, you guys have whatever opinion you want. That's fine. I just think, for me, simply put, when you think you have a really good team, you're fired up for that team, and you want to see them on the field as soon as possible, if they change the rules and shorten the baseball season, would I be okay with that? I mean, I guess, right? Because you'd get accustomed to it at some point, and you'd change the way you go about doing stuff. But if my team is good, I want to see them play as much as I can. I want to see him out there as much as possible. And I think part of the reason, and you're talking about the NBA, and I get that you're a big basketball fan, but if we had the Sonics in town and they were a 70-win team the year before, don't you want to see him play as much as possible?
Yeah, but you're talking...
Don't you want to see those stars as much as you can?
You're really talking about 5 or 6 fan bases out of 30.
Sure.
In both sports.
And we're not one of them.
And 25 other fan bases probably feel exactly how Jackson and I feel.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll just say this, that, again, I think the Mariners have a chance to be good.
I do, too.
I think they have a great future with this roster, and I think that when you live in a town that doesn't have anything going for it college basketball-wise, and the hockey team's not very good, obviously. No disrespect to soccer, but, you know, soccer is a niche sport for a lot of people in this town. I like it. You like it. Not like he likes it, because he's the maniac for it, but I want my baseball. I want my baseball in April. I want to go home and have, you know, something on TV that I know I can look forward to every single night, and not having the games, I think, in April are going to stink. And I'll tell you what baseball's doing is they're pissing off their fan base to a point where they're starting to form some perceptions about the game. And I'll give you an example, because a lot of people will say, well, as long as the team wins and the sport has great moments, the fans will always come back. Well, will they? Because you know what the NBA did to basketball fans in this town? They formed perceptions about the game, and people didn't even bother coming back. They could do something great baseball now to get fans back, like the 95 Mariners or the 98 home run chase or whatever. And there's people that wouldn't even notice because they're leaving forever. And they're saying the hell with it. And the NBA is the best example of that. You know that.
Yeah.
Because there's people that don't even watch the NBA. When they describe the NBA to you and me, they describe the NBA from 15 years ago. They don't even know what's going on now.
Right.
They're so pissed off at what happened 15 years ago. And I don't blame them, by the way. But they're so angry about it that they haven't even bothered to even check in.
But 99% of those people are going to be back when the Sonics come back.
I'm saying overall in general.
Right.
Just basketball fans, period. Baseball fans, period.
I wonder if baseball realizes, and I think they kind of do, that they have alienated so many people that it almost doesn't matter if they cancel a season now, because the diehards are going to be diehards no matter what, and they're going to follow the sport whenever it comes back, whether it's April 1, May 1, June 1, July 1, they're going to come back. And the people that have been alienated by baseball,
right,
they're going to have a really long, hard road getting them back anyway.
I
so I don't think losing a month of the baseball season, I don't think they care that much.
But they should care.
They should.
And that's the problem. And first of all, you can't rely on diehards to run a sport, number one. You need more than that.
Yep.
And number two, that's why I disagree with your point about if the Sonics come back, then 99% of fans. I think that number's way high. Way high.
You don't think the whole city will be back when the Sonics come back?
No. I think there's fans that are done with the NBA forever because of what happened 15 years ago. I think there's a lot of people like that. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of folks, more folks will come back, obviously, if we have a team than not. But if you're telling me that every single fan or 99 out of 100 that jumped off the wagon when the Sonics took off in 2008 are automatically back on the bus, I don't see that at all. I think people have moved on. There's other things to do. We got a great soccer team. We got hockey. We got this. We got that. There's much more competition now, right, for the sports
dollar.
Yes, there's
more competition
than there was 15 years ago. And I think baseball is playing with the same can of gas, the same damn thing. That you start pissing people off and they start doing other stuff and then they don't even get to see. Like, for example, I have perceptions about the NBA All-Star Game. I'll be totally honest with you. So I flipped it on last weekend, right? And I watched the first quarter for like 5 minutes and said, this is just, I don't want to watch this. This is the same crap I've been seeing the last 10 years. So what I did, I turned it off.
Right.
And I missed that incredible halftime show.
Awesome.
I missed the entire fourth quarter when LeBron.
Which was great.
I missed all of that because I've got perceptions about the NBA All-Star Game that were formed when they shoved this crap product down our throat every single year. And I think people are starting to get annoyed with baseball. They're irritated with the sport. And there's fans out there that will leave and will never come back no matter what they do, because they won't even give you the time of day to let them show you the changes you've made.
Yeah, I think the only way to get some of those baseball fans back, at least in this city, is to have a playoff run. I mean, you need a legit 95 to 2001 stretch to get those teams back. And I don't even know if one playoff run will get them all back, because baseball's done way more damage nationally than the NBA has. There's no question about it.
Well, let's do this. We'll get a break. We're going to come back and tell you how you can be a part of the inaugural Softy and Dick Show editorial board, which comes along with perks. We like perks?
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody likes perks. Next on 950 KJR.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Washington Huskies and the Seattle Kraken. Sports Radio 950. KJR.
Blame Jackson.
I'm not going to blame Jackson for that. This is great.
Of course.
Every song off Back in Black is a winner. Every single one. Play them all.
I was driving today and I heard AC/DC and I said, you know what? I want to play some AC/DC today.
Back in Black Monday, baby. All right, fine. You don't like AC/DC, then blame Jackson.
One of the things I love most about my 12-year-old is all he listens to is 80s metal.
Holy Jesus Christ, Jackson.
You know who you can blame for that, by the way? That guy right there, Jackson.
No, welcome.
We are about a week away from starting to sift through the applications for the inaugural Softy and Dick Show board, and that name will change. We weren't creative enough to think of anything that was really snazzy, so we thought you guys could do that for us. So here's the gist of the whole deal, right? We want to put together a 9-person editorial board made up of listeners to this show, which I think we may have 8 total listeners. So just go grab them and then hire one of your buddies, and then we'll be good. We'll be at 9. Who will help us dictate policy on the radio show, right? Like, should Jackson keep growing his beard? He told us today in a show meeting he's going to grow this thing out like frickin' ZZ Top. He wants to keep it going. I mean,
that's a good length right now.
Amazing.
I'm gonna see how long it goes before my wife says, and she loves the beard, but I'm gonna see how long it is before she says, okay, you need to stop.
When was the last time you shaved, by the way?
Oh gosh, when was the last time I trimmed
months?
This? About a month and a half was the last time I trimmed this.
And that's a month and a half?
This is a month and a half of trimming.
Okay, yeah. That right there would take me 9 months to grow that. There is no way I could ever pull that off. So that's one of the topics, right? Yeah. Should Jackson shave his beard? Should we continue to have a ban on that team that wears blue and white from across the state that we haven't even talked about today that happens to be number one in the polls today despite their loss to St. Mary's over the weekend?
Our topic earlier today with the board could weigh in on the fact, do we want a 120-game baseball season? Do we even care if there's baseball games in April?
Does Pete Carroll know what he's doing? Is the head coach of the Seahawks? Should Russell Wilson be traded? By the way, was there a thing that I missed that Russell Wilson took out like all references to the Hawks on his Twitter account?
Or was that
a joke?
Yeah, but on Instagram, it's still there. So he just put his family on Twitter, his family portrait on Twitter.
So do we read?
No.
You sure about that?
Just because Instagram is still the profile.
Instagram
picture.
Is still profile.
Nothing to read into that at
Seahawks,
all.
So.
Okay.
Welcome to my happy place.
Oh, we talked about it on Friday.
I would love to make a big deal of that.
We talked about it on Friday.
And? You had that take?
No, we had that.
Not
take.
A big deal?
Not a big
That's
deal.
That's no fun.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to give you honesty on the air.
Don't you want somebody freaking out? Well, clearly Russell Wilson wants out of here.
That's like, for the texters.
Jason Smith, our buddy from Fox, I saw a tweet from him. He's like, well, this is a clear sign that he's done with the Seahawks. He's moving on. You know, but stuff like that. You know, should we read into this?
Right.
Editorial board says a vote of 5-3 or 5-4. Man, how about that if I can't even do the math? The editorial board says a vote is 7-2. It means nothing, or it means everything, and this is a sign that Russell Wilson wants. So things like that. We just want you guys to speak for the radio show, and that way, if people get mad, they can get pissed at you guys and not at us anymore. It's unfair that we have to continue to take crap from people for our takes on the air being so weak. We want now the editorial board to have to digest the salvos that are tossed our way from the broader audience when we have stupid things to say.
Question about
that's why we're putting this together.
Question about the vote.
Yeah.
Let's say we have a person that continually fails to vote when we ask for a vote.
Okay. I think we got to talk about
and
that.
And we get we're always getting like 4-4 votes.
A slacker.
And Karen never weighs in with her vote.
Yeah.
What do we do?
I think we kick her ass out.
Okay.
I think we have a threshold. What that is, I don't know. And we can discuss that at our first party at the Ram.
That's right.
Right? Because the Ram is going to give us a couple of parties.
Party?
Soiree? Party.
Going to give us some gift cards?
Yeah. And Lakeland Village is going to give you a free membership at their golf club for an entire year.
Wow.
SimplySeattle.com is going to give you 30% off anything you buy as long as you're on the board. I'm sure we'll have other, you know, fun perks that we can throw your way, things like that. When Jackson finally buys a house, you'll be the first to know. Insider information coming from the radio show.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a newsletter. Just for us, like for the three people here and the 9 board members, that it's like a super duper secret society handshake that only you guys know, and we can share insider information about this radio station that people don't want out there. But we'll share it amongst the 12 of us.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah, you'll get some inside dope.
Real dangerous.
This is it. You'll be a part of the team. And we're going to compensate.
Can we stop short of a text thread?
Right.
Because I don't want to go ding, 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 ding all the time on my cell phone.
Well, you don't know how to turn your ringer off on your phone.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big problem for you
true.
For sure. But we're getting a lot of applications for this. It's a real easy process. Just go to the website. Jackson just put it on Twitter again on the station website.
Jesus Christ, Jackson.
And on our Twitter accounts as well, at Dick Fain, at Softy KJR. So check them out and you just copy and paste all the questions and then just come back with the answers. And then starting next week, we'll slowly but surely how this is going to work. I don't have any idea. It may be the three of us just getting together on the air. Maybe we do a segment a day starting Monday and go through some applications. Maybe we all take them. I really don't want to do a lot of extra work for this thing, to be honest with you.
So let's do it on the air.
So we can
Since
do
we
got to
work
air.
On the air anyway. Exactly.
We can take them home. We can look through a couple of them maybe and then come back with our favorites the day before. But
like that.
I want to do something with this because we're making you people listen to this drivel because a lot of folks won't be a part of the board. Only nine people in the end will be a part of it. We can take as many applications as we can get. So I'm going to read you a application that we got from somebody. And the first person that can call in, and you can take the answer off the air and then we'll put them on the air and get the answer on the air, okay? The first person that can call in at 286-9595 or 800-829-0950 and tell us who this person is that applied to be a part of the board, I'll give you, I don't know, $20 to Taco Time.
All right.
How's that?
Okay.
Get you dinner tonight or whatever, okay? First question, how old are you and what city do you live in? I'm 31. I live in Brentwood, California. Are you on Twitter? Well, that'll give it away. Your favorite sports team? That'll give it away, too. What's your favorite sports moment? The catch, too, when Steve Young threw to T.O. in the end zone. Who's your favorite sports hero in Seattle? Ken Griffey Jr. Who's your most hated athlete? Patrick Mahomes. Who is your personal greatest, or what is your personal greatest athletic accomplishment? Almost kicking a field goal. What is the best? What is the best sporting event you ever attended? The 2019 NFC Championship. What is the best piece of sports memorabilia that you own? A ball signed by Joe Montana and Steve Young. What's the weirdest piece of sports memorabilia you own? A Steve Young signed poster to John, but by name is not John. What is your favorite food? Chicken wings. What food can you absolutely not stand? Pasta. Who's your favorite KJR host? And keep in mind, this person's applying to be a part of our board. Who is your favorite KJR host? Jason Puckett or Chuck Powell?
Anybody except Softy and Dick, basically.
Do you identify more as a Husky or a Coug? A Coug, because it's a broadcasting school and that's what my degree is in. Is there anything else we should know about you? Anything that makes you unique? I'm hilarious and Softy loves me. What should the show board be called? And this guy says Pacific Northwest Best. Pacific Northwest Best is what this person says the show board should be called.
Okay, that's dumb.
Do we have a winner on the phone right now?
We do indeed.
Marcus, who is the person here that's applying to be on the board?
9-8.
Yeah! Niner Nate has applied to be on the show board.
God.
Which brings up a question. Do you have to be based in Seattle to be on the show board?
I don't think so.
Really?
No, you just have to be a listener of the radio show.
Okay. Jackson, what do you think?
I think you have to be in somewhat area. Maybe like Washington State, I would say.
I'm not flying 9-8 to the Ram, I can tell you that right now.
Well, that's true. They got to make their own way to the Ram. But I think getting somebody from outside Seattle gives you a little fresh perspective.
Totally. I said the
things.
State of Washington.
I don't know if I agree with that or not. This is another
question for
conversation
the
piece that we have to have on the air. Yeah, I mean, does the Times have members of their editorial board that live in Philadelphia or Austin or Dallas, or do they all live in Seattle?
Yeah, but they're employees of the paper, right?
Right, but these are basically employees of the radio show. They are the editorial board.
2022, people work remotely these days.
Paying them with free food and discounts and golf and beer and all kinds of stuff.
I got a buddy that works for a company in Boston, and he lives here.
I think you got to be a Seattleite or a Pacific Northwesterner to be on the board. I don't know, man. We'll figure that part out. We'll see how many folks we get that are outside the city limits or outside the state of Washington. But that's the deal. We're doing that right now online. Jump on the website, sportsradiokjr.com. There's a link there. There's a link on Twitter, whatever. Best way to find it. Fill out the application form. Send it back to Jackson, and then good luck, and you'll start deciding policy for the program. 356, we're going to head to Arizona. What the hell is going on with Kyler Murray next on 950 KJR?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.